council advises that audio recording of proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, and traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation, and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land, and may you draw strength from your God of faith, so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Disclosures of interest this evening, councillors?
No,
No. Okay, move on to confirmation of the minutes. The minutes are there. Can I have a mover for to adopt the minutes and a seconder? Councillor Pennell, Councillor Keatley. Are there any corrections or observations, councillors, that you want to discuss? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Sorry, Mr. Aye.
We need both.
Can we do them separately? Yes, please.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, we'll put the minutes of the previous council meeting. All those in favour? I declare that carried. Now I need a mover and a seconder for the extraordinary meeting.
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, Councillor Moore. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, happy with that?
Thank you, Steve.
We move on to reports from staff, Section 1, Office General Manager, 6.1, over to page 7. So there's a recommendation that the Council receive and note the monthly status report, Council meeting actions, August 2023. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Move Councillor Keatley, Councillor Moore. Is there anything you want to discuss there, councillors?
No.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carry. 6.2. The Risk, Work Health and Safety Quarterly Report. There's a recommendation there. The Council receive and note the Risk, Work Health and Safety Report for the quarter ending June 2023. Can I have a mover? Councillor Keatley?
Yep.
Councillor Clark? Are there any questions, points of clarification, councillors, regarding that? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move over to Section 2, Corporate and Community Services, 6.3, the Finance and Investment Report for July 2023. Okay, there's a recommendation there that the Council receive and note the information contained in the Finance and Investment Report for the month of July 2023. And 2, the Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 July to 31 July 2023. Summarising the account summary totalling $8,992,683.05. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, seconded Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to a councillor's? If not, I'll put
just
the motion.
One question. Gumbay Holdings, who are they?
Mr. General Manager?
Sorry, who was that?
Gumbay Holdings.
Gumbay Holdings. I was about to say who I thought it was, but it's not, because I can see them there as well. I would have to take that on notice. I couldn't tell you who they are.
Clarify that for us,
yep.
Mr. General Manager. That'd be great. So we'll move on to 6.4, the progress report on the combined delivery program and operational plan for 2017 to 2022. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the report and updates on the progress of the combined delivery program and operational plan for the period of 1 January 2023 to the 30th of June 2023. Can I have a mover? Councillor.
Lord.
Yes,
yeah.
Councillor Lord. I couldn't hear that over there. And Councillor Moore. Okay. So, councillors, would you like to discuss aspects of this? This report. Councillor Lord, would you like to start?
Well, basically, I read pretty through it. Everything that we've done
You know, we finish most projects. We've got a few haven't started, but that's because of staff issues and basically what...
Issues and funding issues, I
and
think.
Funding issues. Mm. But the rest I just basically sort of, you know, found that it was... Most of them was...
Satisfactory, yeah.
Mm.
Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
No, I had a sort of look through it, and so there's some, there's no action, but there was, you know, when you read through it, it was self-explained itself and you understood why. Other than that, no. No problems?
I'd like to speak to it.
You may, Councillor McGee.
I think it's, in a lot of places, it's, I don't know, it's extreme exaggeration. For example, the health area and the youth area. Now, you talk about access.
So what page are you on, Councillor McGee?
Oh, okay, well, to start with... How many meetings have the Health Committee had?
They're not.
See, and as it says, they're active. I mean, there's a whole lot when you read through it. Well, let's get to the access area. The 3 years
for
I...
Adrian, please.
Oh, sorry. 54.
No.
I think the access in Blanshire is the worst it's been in my time on council. Because for 3 years, I've been trying to, and I saw this woman yesterday... I've been trying to get access for a legally blind person from her home to the Maitland Street surgery and to come down the street.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened. Now, I was at a Royal Far West meeting at the services club yesterday. In the disabled, where you park beside the club in those two disabled parks, it could cause an accident, and these are people who are disabled. It's all chipped away, all the footpath. And I know there are massive jobs. There are so many jobs on. We've got no staff. So access to people is an entitlement. It's not a bit of, you know, icing on the cake. It's something that people are allowed to have. And if you have if you're visually impaired, it's. And I've brought this up time and time and time again. Nothing's happened. I've been fobbed off. And not by the new management, but I was before. And I saw this woman yesterday and I said, she said, nothing's changed.
No.
So, you know...
Make a note of these things, Mr. General Manager, and see what we can do to improve things.
Then she can get around if she's got a cane and gong, gong, gong. But... You know, when people have got trees growing wide over, there are the footpaths are very uneven. I know it's a massive issue, and you're not going to solve it. But we've got to do something. Then in the youth thing, I mean, that's been going on forever. And in the health, I mean, where are we getting this information from?
So what page are we on now, Liz?
It's at the bottom, Liz. What's at the bottom of the page?
Where are we? Oh, strong, healthy community. Okay, page 32. Then you go through it. In the second section, it's called O2 on page 32. Communication with West Lyon Hospital Management continues in relation to attendance at the local health advisory committee meetings. Meetings to resume early 2023, and, you know, it hasn't happened.
I don't know.
Which page was that? We're on page 32. And I am a member. And Councillor Fennell is a member. She hasn't had a meeting. And I mean, we're now coming into September, August, September.
So you want us to make presentations to MLHD and find out what's going on?
We had one face-to-face and Zoom type thing. Face-to-face actually. And three of the people that were supposed to be there didn't actually come.
Where were they from?
Local here.
So how many on the committee altogether, Councillor?
What is it? There was a grand total of two people.
Okay, how many should be there? How many should be on the committee?
At least six.
Okay. Right. So you didn't even have a quorum. There was no quorum, was
it? We were FaceTiming with Wagga. So we didn't move or pass anything, but
we
did interest.
You.
We were going through the health strategy thing, which I think I did send a copy.
Yes.
The general manager. But I mean, I'm waiting for either whichever manager is the manager at the time.
There's two of them.
So we haven't. Yeah. And we haven't got a chairperson, and we haven't really got any sort of executive for that committee.
So who should be organising that, Councillor Flynn?
Well,
Murrumbidgee Local, right?
Well, Kylie, but I'm not just familiar with who the other manager is there. But
I think
Kylie's
it's Diana. Have you spoken to both of them? You have, yeah.
I might see Kylie Holland at different times, and she'll sort of say, oh, well, you know, we want to look.
Okay, so perhaps that's a starting point. You need to speak to the organiser of that committee. And then if you're not getting any traction, you come and see me, and then I'll speak to them.
Yep,
okay. Councillor Glynn, was there anything else?
And then on the next page, we got something called BATYR, BATRA, is it? Foundation in Mental Health. Now, this is, we repeat this throughout the thing, this is some gee whiz organisation that's going to cure all mental health issues. I mean, if we're rolling this out of it, why has any of this come to council that if anyone asked any of the 9 councillors about it, that we know something? I never heard it until I read this. I mean, those people are in the medical section, like the mayor and Councillor Lord might have heard it, but I certainly haven't. Oh, and you might have heard it, have you? There just seems to be a whole lot of wordage and
Welcome to hell.
I know, but through this whole thing, I mean, all these things are stated, but I don't know if it's correct. I'm not accusing anyone of lying, because it's a lot of.
I think they're only disseminating the information that they've had been given, Councillor McGlynn, and look, yeah, probably do need to read through this and have a good look at what actually is happening in that space. So perhaps we could organise a take to a workshop. Mr. General Manager, have a discussion regarding this.
Well, we could, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure. These are things that we work with the local health service. It's not for us to do. We're there to provide that community.
But we can ask about progress in these areas.
Yes.
Okay, so perhaps we make representations to Murrumbidgee Local Health District about the progress of these particular programs, and then we get a report back to council.
Okay.
You happy with that, Councillor McGlynn?
Yeah.
All right.
I went through this and I was a bit, I don't know. I mean, all these consultations happen. I don't know who they're consulting with and whatever, but a lot of it's just news to me. I'm out there, so. I think it'd be usual for other councillors. Anyway, I'll move on. Move past it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. They might not be things that they just happen as an operational type thing and don't have that councillor input
from us,
so forth. That's
okay.
Right.
Very good. Are there any other questions, Councillor?
No, that's all.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I went through the report, and yeah, there are some completes, and I agree with Councillor Lord. The things that haven't been completed are due to lack of staff, or in some cases grants haven't come through. So there are a few there. I noted pages 37, 39, 41, 43, 57, 59, 71, 76 and 80. There are incompletes.
Yeah.
So I had a look at all of them, and most of them are related to either staffing issues or grants. Okay, so are there any other questions, councillors? No. All right. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move over to 6.5. So that's on page 85. The New South Wales Agency Reporting for Blanshire Council. There's a recommendation there that Council notes the submission of the annual agency report on the Government Information Public Access Act 2009 and the 6-monthly report on public interest disclosures was made to the relevant agencies within the statutory timeframes. Can I have a move up?
Yep.
Councillor Lord, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Do we need any discussion regarding this, councillors?
Well, you don't have any requests, you can completely fill the time frame real easily.
All right, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? I declare it carried. So we're over to page 93, I think, are we?
93.
All right, 6.7, accounting treatment of the rural... Okay, 6.6, representation for local government New South Wales Conference. There's a recommendation there, one, that council nominates the mayor, general manager, along with councillors, two others, as its representatives to attend the local government New South Wales annual conference being held in Parramatta from Sunday the 12th to Tuesday the 14th November 2023, and two, that the Mayor be nominated as the Council's voting delegate. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Okay. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Clark. Now, I suppose we need to call for interested parties. Yeah. Are there councillors interested in going?
Well, let me speak to this first.
Well, you can speak to it, Councillor McGlynn, yes, if you like.
I think everyone should go for it once.
So how many people in the room haven't been to a conference?
He hasn't, yeah. I mean, everyone should go once if they can.
When do you get legs?
I think everyone should go once, but I find that
I'm getting real legs.
It's sort of a bit of a lord on subsidised council stuff. Since 2004, I haven't seen any innovation come back that we've implemented and counselled from the LGJ conference.
When you go away to these conferences, it is only representations from local government to government for discussion. And then with a bit of luck, sometimes we get legislation from there. So that's all it is. It is recommendations to government. You don't get any decisions made at those conferences.
Yeah.
There's some decisions made at the conference to create policy for the organisation.
It's
effectively our local government, New South Wales, basically voice to government. You know, even though we actually individually lobby for our own things, for the general policy areas, it is a strong lobby group, and it's part of the national.
It is a strong lobby group, and we have had. We have had help from them.
All right. Well, I'd like you, when you go, for the people who go, bring back
a report.
The list of achievements of the last 15 years that have been of benefit to the Blanchard.
Well, I've told people,
if I may.
Yes.
Through Mr. Mayor. I can't give you bring back things that have been a benefit to the Blaney Shire specifically.
No, Blanchard.
My apologies. Oh dear.
Where was that appraised?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've got that confidential one. The motions that go to the conference obviously are either adopted or not by all of those in attendance or voting members in attendance. And sometimes we get responses back through ministers and so forth. So I'm happy for us to go through our systems and capture those.
Now, I don't want you to waste time here. I just want to see if you can find out from the organisation what they have achieved.
Well, we could make representations.
I don't want you to spend valuable time doing that.
I think he has, yes.
Okay, well, we'll make representations to Dario and get the new CEO to see if they can give us a list of successful propositions put by local government, New South Wales, to government for the benefit
government.
Of the shires. Yes, we'll get a list.
Yeah.
We'll get a list. They should have a list. We'll get a list.
Yeah.
Okay. So where they've made a difference in outcomes for the shires is what you want?
Yep.
Okay, well, I've told you about one that they helped us with. So, and it did probably has saved over the life of the mine about $30 million. So that's a substantial help.
What
okay.
Fine is that?
Well, that was when they were going to change the mining rates. So they helped us in that area. They made lobbying representations to government, as well as country mayors, and that did help us stop the legislation from going through that was going to change that system, which inadvertently saved our shire $30 million, and a lot of other shires throughout the state, probably up near $800 million. So that's a substantial thing. Okay, so there are other things I'm sure they've helped with as well, but that is one where we've benefited. So,
Is it compulsory for two councillors to go along to this? Because it's a reasonable cost to council, and I don't see a great amount of benefit of having a non-voting councillor sitting in it.
As Councillor McGlynn said earlier, I think it's good.
I think
it's good for the councillors to go,
because
you're seeing the democratic process in action, and I think that's not a bad thing. And also, you've got a chance to network with other councillors from other councils, and that's not a bad thing either. So I think, from an experience perspective, it's not a bad thing. As if it's a once-off, yes, Councillor Baker.
In answer to that, Councillor Kirtley, sitting beside the mayor, sometimes he likes to have an opinion
discussion,
but other
yeah.
than his own. Mm. Like when things come up, like if he's got a couple of voices with him, that we can make an informed decision rather than just what the mayor having to make his own personal opinion.
Right.
And an example of that was really the RFS assets. You know, so we've had discussions about that. Look, it is helpful to have other people there, so you can get a consensus of opinion. Councillor Clark.
Do they have to be councillors? Can they not be council people?
Council staff. Mr. General Manager, I think.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. That's an interesting one. It doesn't have to be two councillors.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been the standard offering.
So we could ask the other directors to go?
I'm just thinking what I've seen at last year's meeting. Unfortunately, last year was the first time I went.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of directors of other councils going,
mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that there isn't. So, yeah. But it is generally general managers and elected councillors.
It is a good thing for the councils, you know, to see in action.
I would like to go when I'm... Yeah, every time I should go. When I'm able.
So, if we...
Well, Rod's normally...
Is someone expressing interest or... Rod's keen, okay. Rod's keen. And Roger?
No, sorry. I can't with my contractual obligations.
Okay.
It's just crutches.
Mm.
Well, how long are you going to be on for? This is in November, isn't it?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's in November. It's a possibility, but September I might be.
Well, do you want to put your name down just as...
You can withdraw.
Potential.
You can withdraw. Alright.
So, Rod and Jill.
Do you want me to go to Rosehill Gardens when they next have a race meeting and see if you can get around the place?
We'll
very
well,
nice. I need
yes,
that.
Yes. Right.
If you
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. If I can just make a couple of observations from last year. Now, obviously a different venue. An incredible number of people might present a bit of a risk.
That's right.
And we do have to make bookings, and sometimes we don't have the ability to cancel those.
I mean, my experience with conferences throughout, I was, you know, like that was at... in my nursing, access, I know, is difficult in those auditoriums and different things
like
that.
This is a different age, though. They're damn good now.
So, now, take me away. Now, lead me to next year. I've got other things. Yeah.
Okay, so at the moment, it's just
Rodney.
The General Manager, myself, and Councillor Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Very good. Any more discussion on this issue? I note that Councillor Lord has some motions for local government New South Wales.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
You put those through?
We'll bring them up at the workshop for next week.
Very good. So I encourage all the other councillors, if you've got motions that you want brought to the conference for local government New South Wales, put them forward. Okay. Right, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, carried. So we'll move over to 6.7. Accounting treatment of Rural Fire Service Red Fleet assets. Right, well, we've had lots of discussion on this. The recommendation being that Council 1 adopts the revised position statement on accounting treatment of the Rural Fire Service assets and advises the Office of Local Government and the New South Wales Audit Office accordingly. And 2, should the New South Wales Audit Office issue a qualified audit to Blanshire Council for not recording RFS assets in its annual financial statements, the Blanshire Council will accept a qualified audit opinion in relation to the accounting for the RFS assets in the 2022-2023 financial statements. Can I have a
so
move?
So moved.
Councillor Lord seconded Councillor Crowe. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak?
I think this is pretty self-explanatory. The fact that, you know, I think something like 20 or 30 councils last year had qualified audits over this whole issue, and effectively we've been arguing and... Again, the state government basically is simply saying is, you know, let's audit that. You know, we don't control the asset. It's not ours. Effectively, let's just continue on our path.
Councillor Crowe?
We don't maintain the asset. We don't have the keys to the sheds. We don't have the keys to the red fleet. Why should we accept any responsibility that goes with them? We don't fix a window if something smashes on them. So they're not ours. take their audit every year.
We actually do, because we know.
Councillor Baker?
Councillor?
Yeah, because if you have a look in the financial report.
Not too much crosstalk. Councillor Baker, would you like to speak to it?
Oh, no.
You don't want to speak to him. Okay. Councillor Cray, you're finished?
I'm done.
Okay, very good. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? No. If not, we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, I declare it carried. So we'll move over to page 98, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay, 6.8. Request for sponsorship, West Byland Community Radio. There's a recommendation there. The council approved $4,937.90 sponsorship of the daily news broadcast for the West Wyoming Community Radio to be funded from the Strengthening Communities Program. Can I have a mover?
I'll move.
Yep.
Councillor McGlynn and Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
The radio was many years getting off the starting. Mm. So it would be terrible to see it go. I haven't actually ever listened to it, but I'm sure it's fantastic. It's just right on the radio. Poor us. Anyway, I think that this can help them, and a lot of people get a lot of enjoyment out of this. A lot of people are housebound and aging in place and a whole bit, and a lot of young people, so, and it gives local news. And I think this is a great asset, and we should try and help.
Councillor Moore.
It was not so long ago that the radio was looking seriously in doubt of actually surviving. So any support we can give them to keep it going. And I mean, the council uses it every now and again, and it is. I mean, if we needed it for some sort of general emergency or something like that, they'd be there for us, so you can count on it. So, I think it's...
Councillor Crowe, did you want to speak to it?
Yeah, I second what Councillor Moore just said, that the radio station is struggling, and I think it was in last week's paper they're calling for expression of interest for more volunteers and some help in that place. So it really is... struggling. It stood on its own 2 feet for a long time, and I think if we can help it in any way to keep it going, it's a great asset to the community. And as Councillor McGlynn said, it took a long time to get on its feet to start with, and it fits the criteria, and I say go for it. Sponsor them, help them out.
Mr. General Manager, just a point of clarification. So this $4,937.90, this is a once-off, or is this are we talking an annual? This?
At this point in time, it's a once-off, isn't it?
But sort of support, we might be up for discussion. More support might be up for discussion in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would have to come into our budget.
Very good. When this community radio started, the origin of this community radio was put together by Barry Cooper. Barry Cooper came to me, and they had no money, and I gave them $2,500 to buy equipment when this started. Because they came to Blanshire Council, and they went to the mines, it was Barrick Mining at the time, and neither of them would supply funding without them having their own funding. So that's the history around this, right? So it's quite dear to my heart as well. Well, I have had my differences over the time, but it's a good thing for the community, and I think it's also a good thing in terms of experience for the high school children. I think it's an opportunity there, and if any of them want to go into media or anything like that, it's a great start. Now I put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. 6.9. We'll move to the Strengthening Communities Grant, Wheath Valley Museum. There's a recommendation there that Council not approve a Strengthening Communities Grant of $4,268 for the purchase of new guttering for the Wheath Alley Museum, as the application does not meet the current grant guidelines.
Well, that's pretty simple.
Can I have a mover?
I'll move that.
Councillor McGlynn, a seconder? Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
Well, if it doesn't fit the guideline. Pretty simple, really.
I think that's straightforward. Councillor Moore?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Okay. Any further comments from any other councillors? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So move over to 100. All right. Moving to what section are we in now? Okay, 6.10, Mornings, Melodies and Memories update. Looks like it's going very well. Recommendation, the council receive and note the information contained within the Mornings, Melodies and Memories update. Can I have a mover? Councillor Clark, seconder? Councillor Keatley. Councillor Clark, would you like to speak to it?
I just, reading through it, found that it was gratifying to see that each time it went to a town, the numbers increased.
Yeah, that's good.
So okay. The word's getting out
that
it's a worthwhile program.
Councillor Keatley?
No, nothing to add on that, no.
It is a fabulous program. I I know myself, when I hear certain melodies, it does evoke certain, you know, times in my life. And I'm sure in older people, that's what they need. So, are there any further comments, councillors, regarding this? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so we move over to section 3, technical services. So, there's a recommendation there that council award the tender for design. Well, it's the tender for town and village entrance signage. The recommendation there that council award the tender for the design, manufacture, and installation of new town and village entrance signs to the Church Communities Australia, trading as Danthonia Designs, to the value of $227,862, excluding GST, subject to variations. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Crowe and Councillor Moore. Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to it?
It's being funded for us. I say go for it. Obviously, the people that are going to install these are going to be from out of town, so they'll need accommodation, food, etc., from our local places here. So it's going
great stuff.
Through the funding, put money back into the community.
That's great. Councillor Moore?
I was just the design. Has the design already been...
I'd like to see it.
Well, yeah, there was... would you like to...
There's one at Maroola, I think, isn't there? There's one down at Maroola and stuff like that.
I'd like to see
it. Is that the design that we're looking at?
No, that's the Shire. That's the Shire sign.
Councillor, would you like to speak to this? You've got an update on that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The basis of the sign is to pick up on the themes that come through from the Shire entry statements, as I call them, the big ones.
Right.
That have got the rusty steel look with the modern logo and the... Welcome to Blanchard that is reflective and shows up under headlights. But obviously these will sit on one or two poles and be a lot smaller because they're at those entry points into each.
It'll be the same design though as a smaller version of the big one, is it?
No, it's...
Sorry. I'd like to have a look at it before we agree with
it. I'm happy to provide it to you, but if I enter into a debate as to what it looks like, I'll never come out the other side. Because everybody has a different opinion.
Yeah,
on
we don't want another billboard.
No.
Fiasco.
Have you raised
he's
the
got, he's got the design.
Sorry, it's cool.
Now, if you like.
Is it including, Rod mentioned earlier this year?
Well, this is just executive. So you're basically
language?
Yeah.
Yes, that's there.
Yes.
Yes, there are in the villages.
Yeah,
you're
but it's town signs.
Sorry,
oh, I forgot
that
thing
was on.
Yeah, you get that.
Okay. So keeping in...
pretty boring.
Keeping consistent.
Well, we are playing.
We're not that dull, though.
She's the front desk because you're fine form today, aren't we?
Isn't there only one R?
Blaine.
Yeah,
there's
only
one.
We'll have to... Through you, Mr. Mayor, we'll have to do that sort of proof checking. Councillor Clark asked a question about Aboriginal...
Rod, do you remember when you said that the Wurundjeri language was going to be used underneath for what that area was actually called.
For that area, and I believe most of ours would all be the same, wouldn't they?
Through Mr. Mayor, we have started that conversation
yes.
with the local Aboriginal Lands
yeah.
Council, and we have what are the indigenous name for those areas.
Sure.
Some areas do not have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't have an indigenous name. And we also have to work with some other Aboriginal Land Councils that are across our western area because
yeah.
the Wylong one is
mm.
not. So that's a work in progress. We're also looking at solar lights as well.
Yes, Councillor Beck.
Do we have to have Aboriginal lights?
Not on this round.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, you don't, but in today's, the way, everywhere I go today, I see.
Well, that doesn't mean to say we have to be, we're not sheep.
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Crowe.
If we go through with the funding that we're getting now and we have the names on there and it becomes legislated in 4 years' time, you don't have to find $250,000 of your own to change it.
No, but we can have the names when it's...
One at a time.
If it becomes legislated that you do have to have that language on your signs, you will then have to go and change your signs. Which will cost you a whole raft of money. If you've got them on there to start with, I think it's
great. Well, one at a time. Councillor McGinnis, do you want to speak to that?
I I'd just see how all this goes. I'd sort of like me right now. I think that
Councillor Baker?
A lot happening in the public arena, but
Councillor Baker, that's
true. I'd just like to answer that. I don't know. But where's the legislation going to come from? And if that's the case, they can try to walk around and get everyone to change the name of their farms, their properties, their houses.
It doesn't mean that.
Now, that's not going to happen.
I think we're getting into an area, in the future.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future. So I think at the moment, the decision, the consensus is to include the Indigenous names on the signs, and that's where we're at. Mr. General Manager, is that the sum
that's,
up?
That's obviously a call for the councillors, but there is a move to put Indigenous names on local locations, and there are landmarks around that have it now, and there's dual naming occurring elsewhere as well. That's your call, Mr.
Would you like?
And I'd suggest you.
Do I need a motion for that?
No, because if the call is that don't want it, then
we can remove it.
I think it would be disappointing.
I think.
Councillor McGlynn, yes.
So these new signs will have the Indigenous names on them, will they?
Yes.
So we voted on that, so let's go with it.
Well, no, it's part of the process now. I think this is the first discussion we've had about it. If you'd like a show of hands now as to whether you want them on or you want them excluded, we could put it up now. So if you'd like the Indigenous names included in the signs, raise your hand.
I think we might.
Okay. The majority have spoken, so the Indigenous names will be recorded on the signs. So I'll put the motion now. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare that carried. We'll move over to Section 4, Reports for Information. Can I have a mover for these reports, please?
Aye.
Councillor Keatley, second to Councillor Moore. Okay, so we'll move through them one by one. 6.12, Blanshire Library Monthly Update. Mrs. Alley, been having a good time, which is good. Good to see.
The best effort in the whole time, isn't it? Yeah,
say that,
Liz.
And they need to be told regularly.
Yeah, okay. Can you confer back to the library that they're the best asset we've got going for? They get so much support in the community, don't you think?
And they're open 9:30 on Saturdays as well.
Yes, it is fantastic. And the staff are just so very nice to you.
Okay, there's still I'll just make a statement regarding the libraries. There's still no real resolution on the Riverina Regional Library stuff yet, so we're still gathering information and they'll be proceeding to what this date's report, is it, Mr. General?
2nd of September.
To a hearing?
September.
To a hearing.
Well, let me tell you a little story, very quick.
Yes, Councillor McGlynn.
I got a book CD because I listen to them in the car. And the council here had one of those locked ones. I went to Sydney and I found it very difficult to stay awake going to and from because I had nothing to listen to. However, I went to Wagga and I went into the library and said, could you open this? Because we are part of Riverina. And they weren't anything but happy.
No.
And I felt like saying, well, that's why in the hell we want to get out of Dodge. You weren't very pleasant.
Okay. Arbitration hearing is to commence on the 18th of September. For up to 5 days.
Very good.
Ooh.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that update, Councillor Clark.
I got it from you.
Okay, are there any other discussion around the library report?
It's fantastic.
Right, that's good to hear. Move over to 6.13, Child Services update. Are there any questions around that? Any information we need from the directors? No, if not, move over to 6.14. The Blanshire Museum Advisor Report, July 2023.
We get a lot of compliments on our museum.
Any questions?
The people that volunteer at the museum do a fantastic job because we get a lot of really positive feedback about that.
They do a great job.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
And I think that Blanshire, we could possibly promote that a little bit more.
Could we make a note of that, Mr. General Manager? Promotion of the museum a bit more on our website and our
in
other media coverage.
Stuff, I think that.
Yeah, we can do that, Councillor McGlynn. I think that's a valid point. Okay, so we'll move over to 6.15, Technical Services Report. Any comments from Director Brown?
No, nothing further to add to what's in
there. How are we going with the flood work?
Flood work, the crews are actually out at the moment getting the data collection. They've worked up their way up from the rural area, working their way up through that way at the moment. We're getting to the point now where we're actually putting together our work program for the next 12 months, which will include our flood damage repairs and our other major capital works, which hopefully we'll have by the end of next couple of weeks. So we can really start looking at our programs and where we're going.
Very good. Are there any questions, Councillor Baker?
The report seems to be getting smaller and smaller to me. Does that mean there's less work going on?
Councillor Baker. The urban services component has dropped off only because we've got a vacancy in that role. And with some recruitment that we're going through, I'd like to revisit how this whole report is put together anyway. So probably not for next month, but the month after.
And I have another thing, a request really from the parents on the Mandamar bus run. Now, the bus driver refuses to drive down the road. Absolutely refuses. Now, he has quoted, the main reason is child safety. He's not driving down Golden Hills Road or any of those worse ones. Now, I went down some of the roads. You mean they're not highways by any means, but they're not serious.
Councillor Baker, has this been reported to council already?
Well, he says it has, and I rang the director the other day to report it.
And the director, you've had a report on this, right?
No, the first I'd heard about it was when Councillor Baker rang me. With regards to the bus driver actually refusing to go down a bus route, for him to change his route, he actually needs to get Department of Transport concurrence, which then comes to council for their concurrence. We haven't had any requests from Department of Transport to modify a bus route.
Well, I had several parents come to me on the weekend. We had a bit of a conflict about it. His main reason now is child safety.
Yeah. Well,
if we can get an inspection done on that road and a report so that we know what's going on.
Well, I can assure you it's not the worst road by any stretch of the imagination.
We'll get someone to have a look at it, Councillor Baker, and then we'll know what we're dealing with. Okay. Very good. Are there any other questions, councillors, regarding technical services report?
I'll give the next page. Looks good. Look at number one.
Yeah, I'm just about to ask about that.
The sewer. Woohoo! The best news is coming out. We want to know what it is.
Is it G?
So 6.16, Development Services Activity Report.
Yeah, what is it? Quickly.
So they want to know about the distillery, guys. So what's going on?
Bourbon, scotch.
Director Graham?
Gin, rum.
I'll have to take that one on notice.
Oh, for God's sake. Could you be sitting on that and not know? Oh, disgusting.
Yeah. Where is it?
Speckman's Lane.
Speckman's
Lane in Italy, but I would not be at all surprised if it's something to do with the...
That's what I would have assumed.
Well, they're boiler and workshop.
They're probably just updating all their equipment, I would say. Yeah.
Because it's in that, it's
pretty
well
moving to
any level.
Because they have got a distiller out there and a boiler already, so I'd say they're probably just upgrading their equipment.
They're moving it to another property. Isn't it?
They're distilling you, though.
Yeah.
You won't
be here very long if you do, but you can.
you can drink anything.
Whether it's safe or not, it's a different story.
Didn't Trump say you could drink things like that?
Councillor McGlynn, are you going to make any comments regarding the pound? Are you happy with the pound situation?
Oh, I haven't got there yet.
Dogs,
oh, yes, absolutely. Isn't that good? No cats.
I thought Councillor McGinn would be happy
That's
with
excellent.
I thought she would too. That's why I brought it to her attention.
That's the best we've had for a long while, isn't it?
So, if there's no further discussion, councillors, I'll put those reports to council. We've also got the reports for committees there. Are there any questions before we move on? Are there any questions regarding any of the reports of committees there? And then move on to the committee. Okay, all I'll do is I'll move the reports for information first. So I'll put that motion. All those in favour? I declare that carried. Now we'll move on to the reports of committees. And I'll need a mover that council endorsed these committee meetings as presented. So can I have a mover for that?
Yep.
Please, Councillor Lord and Councillor Fennell. So move through them. If there's any questions, councillors.
I just had a question there about the Brian Medman group. Did they get that? Director
Belinde's
not here. That was just to do with their bank account.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can answer on behalf of Director Belinde. There has been considerable amount of work have to go into it. There's been some misinterpretation by the committee with regards to the process, because the process that an ordinary individual would go through is vastly different to what we as a council have to go through. And we have different contacts.
Mm.
Because we operate different types of accounts, but things are in progress.
Oh, no, it's just the way it was written. It sort of.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, councillors, regarding those committees?
Mm-hmm.
I've just got a question regarding Donald Pills. How are we going with our water pressure? Director Grant.
Yeah, it's moving along. They're looking at doing the connections or new water meters down at Toppy. That section, they were searching for a leak out on the bypass section. I'm not sure how they got on with that.
Still searching today.
Still searching. Yep.
Coming back and forth.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, and look, when they get one of those leaks, it's only very, very minor, and finding it is absolute
nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Give it a week and wait for
the works up on the reservoir up on the hill are progressing really well. I think the pipe work and the pump work is actually moving along quite well on that one. but overall, we are scooting on pretty well.
Very good. Are there any other questions, councillors, regarding those
minutes? We were due to have a meeting on the 24th of August.
Solar
kit? It's been put back to the 7th of September.
Okay, 10th of September. Right. If there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion that they be adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so now I think So I need a mover to move into confidential business.
Me.
Councillor Moore, second, and Councillor McGlynn. Thank you very much.
This is huge.
So all those in favour, aye. So we'll move on.
Did we get a mover in a second?
We did. Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Moore.
I'll see you all later.
Okay. So I hope you've all had a chance to have a look at the confidential matters of business this evening. 8.1, we discussed the General Manager's Annual Performance Review for the period ending the 30th of June 2023. And there was a recommendation, one, that Council note the report of the Performance Review Panel, and two, that the matter of the appropriateness of the General Manager's total remuneration package be subject to a further report to Council, and it was approved unanimously. Can I have a mover to close the meeting? Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Fennell, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting.